flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, 3 o'clock. Great to have you with us. We covered the Alex Bregman stuff, and we just got done. Pistons have acquired Dennis Schroeder as a part of a 38-team trade, including teams from 6 countries.
Yeah, because apparently he's been on 4 teams now in the last 24 hours.
Correct. Welcome to the association. But bottom line, it helps Pistons. It's just nothing. You can't do anything with it. No one knows who the guy is. He's a good ball player, but you don't want him long term. And great. Last I checked, his contract's up in, you know, May. So we're good. I want to move to something else, and I am willing to be judged, made fun of. I just want to know if anyone is brave enough to stand with me on this. I had an epiphany this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And I was watching a little bit of Super Bowl coverage. I was getting some work done on the computer. And I don't know if it was Mike Greenberg's general existence that angered me, or was seeing 18 different shows all live from New Orleans for absolutely no good reason. I mean, they had one of the ESPN shows on like a street corner in New Orleans, and they're trying to serve up jambalaya to each other. And I'm just like, this is a circus. This is stupid. We do radio in Detroit. The Detroit Football Lions had one of the most magical seasons they've ever. It'll be the most magical season they'll ever have unless they win it. And the closer we've gotten to the Super Bowl, it's been strange for me. Because normally I can work my way around whatever my team did, or in this case my B team, right? The Lions. This is where I live. I work in this industry. I want the Lions to for you guys to do something to make you happy. I'm kind of embarrassed to say this as a radio host. I don't care about the Super Bowl. Like, I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, no. I actually think the only thing that would bring me to watching would be just the spite of Mahomes, but the reality is I don't care.
The hype or the game?
The game. Wow. Any of it. The hype is garbage. There's no, I can't. You know what it is? I think it's part of what I've discussed with you is that there's too much. That's the headline for me. It's just too much. Everything with the NFL is too much. It's too extra. It's too. Think about this. Even now, as we know, the players' union has said nobody wants to play 18 games. You know they're playing 18 games. Mm-hmm. This started. Do you realize I can't even tell you when this started? Because I don't feel like it ever stopped. We had the draft here in Detroit. It never stopped. We had basically 2 weeks for the Triple Crown. I got like 10 days of peace with the Kentucky Derby. And then it was
pitching chaos and in the Lions.
And we're back. And it's been Lions ever since. And now I go, the Lions leave such a bad taste in your mouth. I don't want anybody to be happy. Right?
That was my next question.
F them all. My team, the Giants, are the juice at the bottom of a garbage bag. So I'm numb. I don't even care. And it's like, now, what am I left with? either Mahomes gets another championship, who cares at this point, or the Eagles, who are my version of the Antichrist, win, and then those animals get another celebration, right? That's what Philly fans are. They're animals. So I wanted to know, in Detroit, right here, look, whether it is endless amounts of pregame. I mean, I don't know how anyone is watching this stuff. I turned the channel. I did. I just couldn't do it.
Because every now and then, out of the different pregames and stuff like that, you get a little bit of nuggets where you hear something and you're like, yeah. Oh.
No, you know what I got? I got Marcus Spears trying to feed Mike Greenberg a po' boy and him going, oh my God, that's disgusting. I don't want this.
Oh, well,
couldn't have sounded whiter if he tried.
There's something else, but I'll.
That should be the new Mike Greenberg show. So listen, here's my point. The Super Bowl no longer feels magical to me. It doesn't feel special to me. It doesn't feel important to me. I actually think they've finally done it. They've ruined it. It's too corporate. It's too much BS. We're heading towards mid-February. Mm-hmm. Can we please? The fact that we didn't have football last weekend. The two-week span takes away from my ability to care. Does anyone feel the way I feel, or am I bad sports person?
I don't think you're a bad sports person. I do think that a lot of people may feel like you, because for years, I'm speaking just in this city, for years, the Lions season and the Super Bowl were two different events, two different things. The Lions were never going to the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl was like, oh, these are the best teams. And then all of a sudden it got blended. And now it's like, well, you're angry because your team didn't make it, even though they promised you that they would. And you heard people, hey, 15-2, you're the best team out there, and you're not. So I do think it's a little spite that, you know what? I don't care. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. I don't want to watch this. As you said, I don't want anybody to be happy. There is a lot of hype around the Super Bowl. Yes, it is. I mean, if the Lions were in this thing, would still be the same amount of hype. Yep. It would be the same amount of overkill, except for people from our station would be participating in the hype and the overkill. But you would be happy because your team is there.
But the problem is, it never mattered if my team was in it. It was the Super Bowl. It used to be magical. Think about it. We just said it yesterday, and all of us looked at each other like idiots. Mm-hmm. Jeez, it feels like Super Bowl parties aren't a thing anymore. Kind of plays into what I'm talking about.
It does, but I think time has evolved, and I do think that we may get hit with the curveball that was the 2000 or 2000 when the Patriots beat the Rams, and it was just like the biggest point spread ever. Why in the world are we watching this game? The Rams are going to just kill the Patriots. Until all of a sudden you're like, wait, what happened to the greatest show on turf?
Except this is a 1-point spread. This is nothing.
Okay.
No, you're right, except I don't even have that angle.
No, but I'm saying it's not the Mahomes coronation. It may be like, wow, the Eagles came out here and just put a pounding on them.
And not to pile onto it, but this is only going to get worse, boys. We're going to move to an 18, 19 game, maybe even a 20-game season. Mm-hmm. You're not going to want any part of – you're going to be nauseous of football by the time the Super Bowl
comes
around.
You will be playing the Super Bowl, Kenny. I mean this. No joke. You'll be playing the Super Bowl possibly as late as what, February 22nd, 23rd? Okay? And you know what'll happen? There'll be a week, free agency begins. That's the NFL's design.
But wants to dominate the calendar all the way around.
But their conquest of the calendar, to me, has eroded what was the singular most special thing in all of sports. To where now, look, football's a big part of my life. It's what I do for a living, primarily. We always joke about it. Hey, the Red Wings won last night. Nobody cares.
They've essentially fed you too much pudding, and now you're nauseous of the pudding.
Yeah, that's right. Your hands are cold. You have diabetic shock. And I don't want any more. And I'm just like, you know what? Just get this over with so I can, I don't know, go on vacation.
No, it went from like almost like fantasy sports back in the day. It was fun.
Overkill.
And now it's just like, no, fine, I'm in this league. And I don't care, but I'm in the league because I'm forced to be in a league.
I want to know. All right, we have open phone lines. It's okay if you're like, you guys are on crack. It's the Super Bowl. But I feel like in our community here, a lot of people are feeling what I'm saying. I guess I'm looking for affirmation because I don't, it hit me today where I'm like, was doing a Super Bowl prep show for the Friday show. And I'm like, I felt like typing in who the F cares?
No.
248.
Like, you know what? No. Mike, you're not that far off because there's an event that I feel the exact same way, got turned off, never came back to.
And he'll tell us next.
I'll tell you that next.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So before Rico does his grand reveal, this is talking with Jimmy Powers. He made an interesting point. I approach this that as a Lion fan, maybe you just DGAF. You're still not over what took place. You'll watch, but you don't care. That there was always a magic to the Super Bowl. Now, admittedly, and this was Jimmy's point, I think he's right, is like, obviously, we're close to this. This is what we do for a living. Football is a year-round thing. Now, I know that because I know how much you guys respond to it and care. And candidly, that's how we program the show. But for me, let me be more unequivocal because I want you to understand why I'm saying it. I don't like the direction of the NFL. I don't like what they've done to the Super Bowl. I don't like where we're at. And I'm worried they're ruining something that was really good. Kenny used the pudding example. Mm-hmm. Ice cream is delightful. But if you eat too much of it, you end up like John Candy in The Great Outdoors. It barf all over the place.
Right.
Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe the Lions have had that effect on me subconsciously, is that I'm like, you know what? I hope both teams have a miserable day. I don't care. F them both. I'm sick of looking at Andy Reid's bloated head. I hate the city of Philadelphia. I don't care about either of these jackasses. But again, If you are out there going, but Mike, it's the last football game of the year, you're not a bad person, and it doesn't mean you're wrong. I guess I'm trying to do a litmus test to figure out whether am I too close to it, or am I actually feeling what my audience is feeling?
I think a little bit of both. I think there's...
You would say that. That's such a Doctor Strange thing. You would. Here, why don't you create a time portal and jump through it?
I wish I could.
Go ahead. Or whatever those things are.
I wish you
the
really
magic
wish
frisbees he throws.
I really wish I could.
All right, go ahead.
The reason why I say it's both is because we are very close to it, but I think there's fatigue of the team playing in it, the Chiefs. You don't like them. You don't like anything about them. And then to make sure you don't like anything about them, add in Taylor Swift, add in the referees, and it just kind of ticks you off. Because when you take a step back, you would actually say this is a Super Bowl you want to see because it's literally a coin flip. It's a one-point favorite right now. So either team could win. It's saying it should be a good game. But because of the outside stories, that's where you're just like, I don't care anymore because I don't know if I want to see the Chiefs win, what, four out of the last five Super Bowls and become this dynasty and this best team ever. And it's not, let's face it, it's not like, I think they would probably be a bigger draw if for some reason the Commanders were playing because you would have something to rally around, something to root for. Okay, this fresh-faced rookie is in the game and is he going to be that difference maker? But it's the Eagles, and nobody really cares for the Eagles either.
Well, you can't because they're in your spot as a Lions fan or you're a Niner fan. No one's rooting for the Chiefs if you're not in Kansas City.
Correct.
No one. They are the evil empire now. So maybe the absence of rootability. Like, I don't like either of these teams. I can't do this. Normally, it was I'll root for whoever's playing the Patriots.
Yeah.
It had gotten to that level.
But and I think that's why it's because it is fatigue of the Kansas City Chiefs, and they don't care. They're like the Patriots. Whatever, beat us, because we're just going to keep showing up. So that's why I say I understand where you're coming from. I understand. And for the Lions fans, I think for a lot of you thought you were going to be there. It's a little bit of sour grapes. It ain't a little bit. It's a lot of bit of sour grapes.
A lot of grapes.
You're not there. It ticks you off because as you watch this game, if the Eagles do something, you're going to be like, the Lions would have made that first down. Oh, Amon Ra would have made that catch. Oh, you know, yeah, we would have made that first down. We would have did that. We would have stopped them. You're gonna because you're going to go back to, well, we beat the Chiefs in the regular season, so we could have beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Probably not, but
no,
that's where people are right now. Now, the thing that kind of turned me off the way you feel about the Super Bowl, the NBA All-Star game, All-Star weekend.
That used to be magic.
That was it for me. It was just like, don't talk to me for 3-point slam dunk and the actual game. And now I don't care. I don't watch it.
Couldn't agree
Nothing
more.
Nothing about it is appealing to me.
Couldn't
but you know what
more.
Happened? It went from being for hardcore fans to it became this party festival weekend where you almost have your MTV rock and jock type of thing. Where everybody's out there playing in the celebrity. Kevin Hart's playing in the celebrity basketball game. Why do I want to see this? Who asked for this? No one.
Let's go to the people. See what everybody's got to say. We'll get a few ticket texts as well. David, how you holding up? Okay. David can't talk today.
Great. I'm doing wonderful.
Okay. Straight up lost his voice. And he has to sing on Sunday. Yeah. You got about 10-1 odds of being able to sing Sunday. Let's go to Les 97.1. Les, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. Yeah, I'm on the same train out of town with the Super Bowl. Everybody I talk to, diehard football fans, they can't stand the ridiculous hype. It's really not about the game. It's about everything else. But the only thing I'd want to watch a Super Bowl for is to see Mahomes looking out his ear hole when somebody comes charging in on a blitz in the backfield. So, you're not alone in how you feel. And I think if somebody wants to watch something good, the Guinness Rugby Six Nations is on. So if you want to watch a real sport, there you go.
All
thanks,
right.
guys.
All righty. Not doing that. That's worse than the Four Nations face-off.
I was about to say, wait, they added two more nations?
Yeah, I see your Four Nations face-off, and I give you Six Nations Rugby.
Bermuda qualified. Okay.
Thank God.
Nothing says hockey like Bermuda.
How come I keep taking strays this show? What did I do?
Because you're the hockey rep, and your stupid sport is killing the Wings' momentum with a stupid midseason tournament.
Yeah. You know, if David whispers for the rest of the day, he guaranteed me that he'd watch Four Nations. So, David, what do you think about that?
No, just do the ticket text, please. We're up against it.
I don't care too much about the game. I hate the Eagles and Chiefs equally, and I'm the biggest Chiefs and Taylor Swift hater in the state of Michigan. Mike, I agree 100%. I'm not excited to watch, and the last thing I want to see is Philly fans celebrating a Super Bowl. I hate both teams.
Okay, so, all right, I'm not alone, right?
No, it seems like most of the ticket techs are either apathetic or they're straight up, like, spiteful.
Because it was probably the two worst teams that could be there, because there's really no win.
It's a combo platter between it's two teams that we don't want to see that we've already seen. It's the ref stuff. It's the Taylor Swift stuff.
Think about
it. It's the fact that you're not there. It's all of it all mixed into one.
It's like when Notre Dame plays Michigan. There's no win for me other than the stadium collapsing.
You just want to see as many people in as much pain as possible.
Right. I don't like Notre Dame and I don't like Michigan. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm with you, except for like Michigan plays Florida. I don't care for the Gators.
What do you got against the Gators?
I've never liked the Gators.
He's a smart guy, is what he is.
Bad experience?
No, there's no backstory. I just never liked the Gators. I always thought they were frauds. If like the Bills were in the Super Bowl, I think people would be happy because it's like, okay, there's a new storyline. There's no new storyline here. It's the Eagles that you don't like their coach. You don't like the players. I guess maybe you can jump on the Saquon bandwagon and be like, well, man, you know, it's his birthday. Maybe
I don't know what it is, though. I don't think I ever hated the Patriots the way I hate the Chiefs.
See, I hated the Patriots worse than the Chiefs because the Patriots, at least the Chiefs, there's the impropriety that they're paying off the refs. The Patriots just cheated, and they just won. And they just held up the middle finger and said, what are you going to do about it?
Mighty familiar.
And nobody could do. Well, I think there's a commonality between the quarterback. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, no, David can't respond.
We're going
to
cheat.
Hate to see it.
Oh, my goodness. Is that a green suit?
Listen, whoever dressed the people on ESPN's NBA trade deadline special needs
to be. It looks like he's about to ask her, do you want to be shown? Never mind.
Excuse me?
What were you about to say?
The yellow brick road, like he's in his outfit. Oh.
Okay, that's a much better direction than what I thought you were about to say.
I thought you were going to say
my
something
hand
completely
was
different.
On the dump button, yes. Real quick.
Like seriously.
By the way, I will say like this, Kenny. If you'd be so kind, do you want to take a picture the next time they put Windhorst up on the screen, and just ask somebody the following: ask your growing social platform, what the hell. Windhorst is in an outfit today. Nothing matches.
Who dressed this man?
The darkness. That's who. Windhorse, blue jacket, black shirt, pumpkin tie.
Windhorst or the emerald green suit?
Emerald green suit. At least it's the same color. Windhorst looks like he got dressed in the dark blindfolded.
I don't know. Emerald green looks like a pool table right now.
Okay. Let's move on. 248-539-9797. We will get to maybe the only thing people do care about the Super Bowl, your party food items, which is a Kenny Cott special. The man owns a hot dog roller. He has to be in charge of your party planning. We'll do it next.
He's got one more night. He will bring it out. Let's go.
97-1. All right, 97-1. We'll get to Kenny's little Super Bowl party food deal because nothing else with the game really matters. You said you had a couple things for me.
Yeah,
including you've just discovered Dennis Schroeder really is a bird brain, like I told you.
Yeah. I knew somebody had said this, but I didn't know it was him. After the Luka trade, the quote, it's like modern slavery. It's modern slavery at the end of the day. Everybody can decide where you're going, even if you have a contract. Yeah, of course, we make a lot of money and we can feed our families. But at the end of the day, if they say you're not coming to work tomorrow, you're going over there, they can decide that. They got to change that a little bit. Let me just say this. It is not modern slavery at all. That may be the dumbest thing. And when I hear athletes say that, it tells me you don't have a brain in your head. Now, I don't know what you are on the basketball court, but in real life, no, it's not. Because the last time I checked, you make hundreds of millions of dollars.
He's made 103 in his career.
Dennis, I'm quite sure your great-grandfather didn't make anything, okay? There was no such thing as load management in slavery.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Okay.
You didn't get to just say, nah, I'm going to take the day off. Nah, don't feel like going out there. No. You know what you can do in the NBA? If you don't like it, you can quit. You can get another job. You know what you can't do when you're in slavery? Quit and go somewhere else. Good luck trying to do that. You'll be hunted. They were hunted down for trying to do that. So no, to say it's modern day slavery may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're making hundreds of millions of dollars. You can retire if you want, because Lord knows you have enough money to live off of for the rest of your life.
Why do players do
it? You know what this is called? It's called a job. It's called responsibility. Your job says, okay, you're now going to do this. If you don't want to do it, quit. But if you want your job, okay, I'm now going to go here. I now have to transfer to another city. So that's what that is. It's a job. It's not modern day slavery.
Why do players say it? Because I feel like this happens a couple times a year.
Because
I don't. That's like yelling bomb on an airplane. You can't say the word slavery. It makes no sense. To everything you said is right. Why do players keep saying that?
Because you have owners who... Oh,
they're called governors.
I just said owners who can tell you what to do, and they could just trade you and do whatever. But it's like, this is why I would say, Dennis, once again, if you don't want to come to Detroit, you know what you could walk in and say? I quit. I'm done.
Rob Gronkowski did.
I don't want to play basketball anymore. And you know what? No one's going to hunt you down. No one's going to drag you to Detroit and say, no, you're playing. So it's not. It's just, you chose to make this money. You chose to have the Pistons now have their logo on your paycheck rather than the Golden State Warriors. That's your choice. You know what you don't have in slavery, Mike? A choice. Wow. At anything.
I've heard that. You know the problem with it, too? Like, again, I don't, this is not something I'm going to yell and scream
this is
about.
The dumb, it just really takes me off. I'm with you when I hear that.
What did I tell you about Schroeder? All right, you got him for a few months,
And it's not just him. But when I hear any athletes, well, it's modern day slavery. It's really not. It's called doing your job.
I think that's the thing. Is like I am fine putting the shoe on the other foot and going, yeah, I get why Dennis Schroeder's frustrated. Is that he's been in the league 11 years and he's playing for his ninth team. I understand on a human level, no matter how much money you make, that throws things into upheaval. But you can talk about, listen, there really needs to be a better way to do this. We're like, guys shouldn't be able to be traded multiple times in a 12-month span. That right. You can say it.
Right.
But yeah, I guess I just don't know why every year a couple players choose to make this comp. And it's never made sense. It never will make sense.
No, because you know what? If he's tired of getting, he got traded, it looks like 4 times in 24 hours. If he doesn't like that, you know what? I quit.
He's also making better part of $10 million.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to retire and I'm going to open up a Shake Shack or whatever. I'm just going to do something else
Kenny
in my
really
life.
Kenny really perked up when you said that.
I'm going to do something else in my life. and he's allowed to do that. But the fact that you can't say it's modern day slavery, but yet you still keep showing up for work and you still keep taking the money.
Yeah. And again,
that's not how that works.
Don't get it twisted. I don't think saying something stupid makes you a bad guy.
No, it right? just makes it
just
makes
like
it
if
a
you
very
say
stupid,
smart things, it yeah. doesn't mean you're a good person.
Right.
It's not a comment on what's in Dennis Schroeder's heart. It just means that's an idiotic comment. But yeah. All right. So when you discovered that, I'm like, well, I guess we're bringing this up. Okay. That's that. You had a real sports question for me that I want to do next because I don't like the Rico surprises. I'm not a fan of these. I know invariably they are things that will make me upset, but you've said it's football related. It's a football, question. It's a debate point, and it's something that in a couple of hours
it is
I'm going to care about.
And I promise you this, it is has nothing to do with the Chiefs, Eagles, Andy Reid, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Super Bowl.
Okay.
Promise you.
No, I'm down.
Nothing to do with
anything. We'll do
that.
It, and let's be timely here, so I have time to do this because okay. I know invariably you're going to wind me up, and it's going to be something ridiculous. And then we will do Kenny's Super Bowl menu. Fair.
Thank you for allowing me to vent.
No, bro, you have every right to because look, hey, newsflash, I'm not a black man. I don't know if you're aware of this. You feel different things than I do. I know you're stunned, right, guys? In fact, I'm not black, so. You have every right to articulate it in whatever way you want. I look at it and I go, well, that's stupid. And that's where it begins and ends for me.
Yeah.
Little bit different.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Mike. I was driving in, heard a commercial with that stupid song that we play for that pizza song that yeah. And I'm like, wait, this somebody actually used this in a commercial? So I was offended for you.
No, don't be. I'm not offended. I've given up.
Like, I just laugh at the, hey, let's put something ridiculous in cartoon form on a box. And it's always invariably Italians.
I like how Rico called it the pizza song.
No, but it's there's a name for it, but I will not dignify it. Here's my point. It's like the day we did the segment, and I'm just like, why are you calling Jenny Taft the All-American girl? And Rico deadpans, and he goes, yeah, I don't think he'd like it if she sent it back up to the booth that way. Well, guess what? It's the same thing. Why don't we try these crazy cartoons with every damn ethnicity out there? Why? Because it would never fly. Italians are a pinata.
I think we have a drop for that. I think there's a drop in the system for that.
No, we're not. Okay,
nope,
we're not doing that. That was one of the funniest moments of the year. All right, we get to Kenny's Super Bowl guide menu. We also got Amon-Ra St. Brown on Myles Garrett. And I think the living embodiment of Satan in sports. We'll discuss. But you, I'm walking into some form of rake because Rico never does anything that is genuine when he's like, hey, I've got a question for you. So go ahead.
Mike, I do have a question
for you.
Have
at it. Let's hear it.
Are you and Big G going to have fun on No, I'm kidding. So, Mike, tonight we find out something that I've been wondering for about a year now, if it's going to happen. And I want to know what your genuine reaction will be. But Eli Manning could become a first ballot Hall of Famer. We are going to find out tonight. This time tomorrow, we'll know if Eli Manning, winner of two Super Bowls, will be in Canton this upcoming summer.
No. He shouldn't even be in Canton ever.
So he, in your world, he is never a Hall of Famer.
No. Where do you want me to begin with this? This is easy.
There's a chance he could be a first ballot.
But see, that would have everything to do with his name. I don't validate such things. Okay, case in point. Do you know what Eli's career record is? 117 and 117. How about this
losing
one? Okay. He played 236 games in his career. He threw 244 interceptions. I mean, here, let me pull this up. So, Eli Manning.
But you know what they're going to say. He's got two of.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, it's funny. So, he has two Super Bowls. That's two more seasons than he ever had with less than 13 interceptions. Eli had 20 or more interception seasons. 20, 25, 27. His average interceptions per season, he averaged about 15 interceptions a year. Woefully immobile, barely completed 60% of his passes. No. Go look at the quarterbacks that are in the Hall of Fame. If Eli Manning makes it as a first ballot Hall of Famer, that's a disgrace.
Now,
he can get it eventually, but he is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's insane.
We talk about Taylor Swift and the button that she pushes, right? For the referees.
Yeah.
Here's a little thing. Bear with me, because you're into the conspiracies lately, and I'm so proud of you. Are we living a conspiracy and we don't realize it? Who has been all over television for the last year?
Eli?
Yeah. Who's in the kick of destiny? Who's got the commercials all around? Who does them half of the Manning cast? Eli's been everywhere. Eli is likable. Eli makes fun commercials.
The guy played 15 years. Do you realize in 13 of the 15 seasons, he did not win a single playoff game? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No, he
didn't.
And
by the way.
No, but he didn't, Mike, but then you're leaving out the most important part. What happened in the other two seasons?
He had a Super Bowl.
Right.
But here's what I would argue. Do you know, pull up the two Super Bowls. Pull up 07, pull up 2011. 2011? You won the game, what was it, 17-14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2007, David Tyree's helmet and the bubble gum that was stuck on it won the game. And your defense, not you. I'm sorry.
Right.
Look, if you want to say Eli was great at Green Bay twice, you want to tell me he got hot in the playoffs, I'll live with all of that. But if you want to make the National Football League Hall of Fame and you want to share space with the Montanas and the Elways of the world. Come on, dude. He can't shine their shoes. And I know this isn't an episode of the Sports Reporters, but you ask me the question, I'll argue with you for 7 or 8 minutes. A 500 career record, a guy who barely completed 60% of his passes, but a guy that didn't win a playoff game in 13 out of 15 years, a guy who could not and would not stop turning the ball over, including more interceptions than games played, Rico Beard.
Mike, but the two times he won the Super Bowl, who did he beat?
Tom Brady.
Who's the GOAT?
I've heard.
He's the best player of all time.
Look,
we're talking about Mahomes, like, man, but the Chiefs have Mahomes, so probably not going to win. Tom Brady, not Tom Brady, like at the end of his career, like Peyton Manning was with the Broncos. Tom Brady in the heyday, Eli, two times beat him. I think he's in. I was just wondering, like, are you going to be happy about that?
No, I don't care. I've given up because.
Are you taking a day off to go drive to Canton for the ceremony?
Bad guys win in sports all the time. It's no different than Jimmy Butler. Now, Eli might be a nice person, but he doesn't deserve to be there. But people who don't deserve things get him all the time. He might get in. I don't believe he deserves it. And I think I've provided you a merit-based case.
You have. But when you really look at it, I've seen Eli on TV so many times this past year. Now, I don't know how the voting goes, but man, he has become so likable in everything that you see that I wonder if he gets some of those. You know, I kind of like him. Let's go ahead and give him a vote.
Do you know how many times he actually won 10 or more games?
I'm going to say 3 times.
5.
Okay.
Okay. In a 15-year span. Are you kidding me?
But he took down Superman.
Okay.
No, I did what I did. No. Had he beat
Kenny, do you know who Eli Manning is, or is this too early for you? I know some of this happened before 2020.
Again, stray number 3 of the day. Yes.
Well, have I at least made a merit? He asked me the question. Have I made a merit-based argument as to why he shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
You have made a merit-based argument. I think a lot of Detroiters, including myself, might disagree considering the Super Bowl, the lack of Super Bowls we have in the
Yeah, but you're a loser, so it's like a loser perspective.
Right. Well, I mean, but you know
I'm
what
I'm saying? You've never won a Super Bowl, no. So what? Some guy wins. Well, you want to put Trent Dilfer in too while you're at it?
But imagine if all of a sudden Jared Goff beat Patrick Mahomes, not once, but twice, but never won another playoff game.
He would be a Hall of Famer.
Who you beat, it's his resume that matters.
One more time, Snoop.
That was AI David. Sorry.
It doesn't matter who you beat. It's his resume that matters.
Thank you. Part of the resume.
David's voice has left him today, so all we have is him typing into a phone.
And part of the resume, Snoop, is Tom Brady.
Can we just agree that I'll lay down my sword and say, fine, eventually he gets in, and maybe they'll make his bust with him mouth breathing with that stupid look on his face. That should be his bust. But I'm just offering you this, okay? He shouldn't be a first ballot. Okay. First ballot Hall of Famer is reserved for the best of the best. Eli, in no point in time in his career, was the number one quarterback in football. Here's my argument. Eli, at no point in time in any of his 15 years, was a top 5 quarterback in football. How can you ask me to put him in the Hall of Fame as a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Let me help you out with this,
Mike. Can't do it.
No. Let me help you out with this.
More AI David.
Here's how you're correct, okay? He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Thank you, and guess what? This is important.
Okay.
Mike Stone has chimed in. Quote, this would be the singular worst Hall of Fame selection ever. Close quote. Michael Stone.
I don't see him outside. Where is he? Stoney, come on in the studio.
No, so
at this rate, he's going to fill in for
here's
David.
Here's my point. We make fun of Stoney for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But Stoney's sports knowledge, second to none. He agrees with me.
Let me, here, I'm going to help you out.
Okay, and then we'll move on.
I'm going to land the plane for you, as you like to say.
Okay.
Here's why Eli shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I just like having fun because I know.
Mouth breather.
No.
Dull look on face.
The reason why you're not a first ballot Hall of Famer is because we spent the last 10 minutes debating whether you should be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes!
I said, I'm going to land the plane for
you. I appreciate that. And look.
First ballot Hall of Famers, you sit there and say, Mike, Ray Lewis, in?
In.
Okay.
Joe Montana in.
In.
All right. Jerry Rice in.
Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady.
Right.
In. If you got to debate it, they should not have the award, the yes. honor. Now, if you want me to lay down my sword and say eventually he'll get in for pity purposes, like, oh, there's Peyton's garbage little brother, fine. Fine. But ain't no way. If he gets in first ballot, that's an embarrassment. Yes. To the Hall of Fame.
I'm with you. First ballot means that there is no argument. If you have to make an argument for it, you're not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Plain and simple. It's why I got upset with the one person who left Ichiro off.
Like, that was really? Ridiculous. He should have been unanimous. Ichiro was wonderful.
Like, what did Jeter and Ichiro and Greg Mack, like, people like that, like, what did they do that you decided, nah?
Well, Jeter, it may have been a gift basket issue. That guy in his prime was a real swordsman.
Like, honey, what is that? What did you just walk in the house with? Nothing.
Okay.
Jeter!
Did it again. 248-539-9797. Kenny, get the hot dog roller ready. We'll be rocking and rolling next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.